Oh boy. Is it going?
No.
It is. No, Craig, look, it up, no, Warren. I didn't touch anything.
Oh wait, it's going.
Okay,
it's going
good.
Now.
Yeah. Hey Craig.
Hey Warren, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's evening time.
It is. It's getting a little dark out.
You ever seen the Northern Lights?
No.
Oh boy, are they beautiful, man.
You mean the north side of Tucson?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen those.
Wait, we live in an anonymous community.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The north side of this town we live in?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The north side of our neighborhood.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about Oregon.
Really? You've seen those?
Yeah.
Is it beautiful?
It doesn't go down. The sun doesn't set until around 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what?
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for stopping by. We're amazed and honored that everybody's still here.
Yes.
Our listenership keeps growing, and
it's
fun.
Yeah.
And we thank you.
And thank you, everybody. And before we get going, we're going to bring up numerous topics throughout this podcast.
Yes.
And we want to hear your thoughts about the subject matter.
Yes.
And where do they send their information or request or questions to?
To bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Where does the name Big Hands come from? Because neither one of us have big hands.
There's the coolest old song.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's, I don't remember the name of it.
Blister in the Sun.
Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Cool tune. And that, we don't know what it means.
Yeah, we do.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, but we don't want to tell everybody that we know.
Wait, why not?
Because.
The other guy with big hands.
Right.
Yeah.
So why do we have big hands?
We don't have big hands.
I have big hands.
No, we have unusually small hands.
We do?
Yeah.
No, I have big hands.
Yeah, they're normal size, I guess.
Big, chunky hands.
You ever see somebody with small hands before?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, you kind of think about it in the back of your head, don't you?
Yeah,
you ever, little dick.
You ever see that Saturday Night Live skit where the lady had like the really like tiny, tiny hands?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's dumb, but it was hysterical.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, thoughts, or concerns regarding... Yeah.
You just want to say hi.
Or if you want to sponsor us, you can send your questions to bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Yeah.
Or what about our Facebook page?
Oh, boy.
Nah.
That is one word. You type this in as one word, Sleepless in Cialis.
Yes.
And you'll find us. Uh-huh. And you'll see our faces, our cartoon faces.
We should take pictures of our hands and post it on there.
You think we should?
Yeah, why not?
Everybody can see?
Just to dispel any type of rumors.
Let's go get a manicure first.
Can guys go get manicures?
Absolutely. I love that. No, I used to go to the coolest. It was this old barber shop.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who owned it and ran it looked like Ernest Hemingway.
Oh!
So much that every year he went to Key West and they had an Ernest Hemingway look-alike contest.
Did he ever win?
He won every year.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was weird.
Whoa.
So you go to this barber shop and it was cool. And it was funny because they would lay you back in the chair, and then on the ceiling they had taped up like old Playboy pictures.
Oh boy,
like old, like yellowed. Yeah, they've been there forever.
You ever get a boner looking at them?
No.
Okay.
No, not that I'm going to admit to.
Okay.
So, you're getting your hair cut, and the lady comes over and she's like, "Hey, do you want a manicure?"
Uh huh.
I'm like, "Totally."
Yeah.
So she starts massaging my hands, which is really nice. Lotion, and she's massaging my hands.
Don't say it, Warren. What ethnic was she?
She was Caucasian.
Liar.
No, she was Caucasian.
No, what was her genealogy? Seriously.
Caucasian.
Say it off air. Nobody's listening right
Okay,
now.
Nobody's listening?
Yeah, I turned it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Caucasian.
No, she wasn't.
She really was. She was older.
Let me turn it back on.
She was older. So she would massage my hands. Then she put these hot stones on one while she was manicuring the other. And then she'd go over and do the other one. So she went around the chair, in a chair, and she'd go back and forth, and she'd take care of my hands.
What was she wearing?
And it was amazing. She was an older lady.
I know, but so there are, what was she, like 50?
At that time, probably.
Yeah. But so was she hot?
No, I didn't think so.
Because I think 53-year-old women are gorgeous.
Well, she had the big hair.
Uh-huh.
The big, tall.
Oh, like a bouffant.
Yes. Yeah, she had that.
Yeah.
So I didn't find her attractive, but I found the way she did my nails amazing.
Was it sexual at all?
No, not at all.
Oh, my God.
Not at all. And you had you soaked your hands in this hot water.
Oh.
Yeah, you did that first, and then she massaged them, and then she put the hot stones on, And this is all while you're getting, but the haircut.
Uh-huh.
Every man who walked in there walked out with the same haircut as the last guy.
It's a pretty limited selection.
No, it wasn't a selection. You got one haircut.
It was like North Korea.
It was like the businessman's haircut.
Really?
It was straight back and like kind of De Niro-ish.
So wait, let me get a visual of this. So okay. You're laying there with Ernest Hemingway,
uh-huh.
right, staring at Playboy magazines,
uh-huh.
and getting your hands rubbed by an older lady.
Yes.
Okay.
Odd scenario, isn't it? Now that I think about it. Yes.
So my friend and I went to go see. We went to the Posh Nail Salon.
Really?
A little while back,
uh-huh.
and we saw Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah, he's a very, very thin build, very similar to Horatio.
Really?
And he wears those plaid pants from the 1970s.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, hot, hot, hot.
Wow.
And like a bowler shirt, and then he has painted fingernails.
Really?
Yeah, and his touch is eloquent.
Eloquent? So he spoke well?
No, he didn't speak well, but his touch was just desirable.
But eloquent, isn't that when you speak well?
Well, you can also apply that to a physical gesture.
I think you're wrong.
No, in my book, yes.
So I have to tell you about this story that happened today.
What happened?
So I'm at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, because we cooked for people today.
Right.
So I'm
right.
at the store getting a couple of things I needed. And, but this old guy keeps getting in my way. He's like
right.
really slow. And he's pushing this cart. And I'm like, oh my God. And my first thought is, why do you have to come on a Saturday when everybody's
when
here?
When it's busy.
Yeah. Why don't you go? You're obviously retired. Come during the week.
Right.
But then I had this thought of, God, I bet he's just lonely.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
likes
yeah.
to be around all these people.
Uh-huh.
So I went to him, I'm like, hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Right.
He's like, what? I said, can I buy you a cup of coffee?
Right.
Well, I would love that. So we went to, there was a Starbucks in the store. So we went uh-huh. over and we got a coffee and we sat and talked. And he was just the coolest old guy. And he started telling me about this story about his wife and they were out hiking.
Uh-huh.
And she fell off a cliff.
What?
He saw the whole thing and she was dead instantly.
Oh.
Yeah, and he said that he went a little like nuts.
Yeah, yeah,
understandably
I can imagine. I can imagine, yeah.
And said his kids were assholes to him. And so he like couldn't work, he couldn't do anything. He was just
done.
Yeah, he was toast.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of his story. And he said, I've just like 20 years I've been doing nothing.
Whoa.
And he said, and it's nice just to get out once a week and be around people. And,
so you painted, you really painted a nice day for this guy.
Yeah. And then matter of fact, he said, thank you for being so kind to this old man.
Well, that was pretty nice.
Yeah. And I thought it was cool. So we exchanged numbers and we're going to have lunch sometime.
Oh, well, that's pretty nice,
yeah,
man.
It was just cool, you know, but it just made me think, you know, it's like, I need to not put this judgment on people or put these mean thoughts on somebody you know, they're just maybe hurting or there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was very cool.
It's because sometimes we get a little too self-centered. We're too concerned about us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have no idea what's going on in the, you know, with the person in front of us. Right. I think about that a lot when I'm driving.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I have a tendency, you know, I'm a little faster than most people.
Right.
And when I get a slow-moving vehicle in front mm-hmm. of me, uh-huh. you know, oftentimes I become so self-concerned about my timing that I forget that the person in front of me may be having a rough day. They may be older. They may be handicapped. They may have
sure,
a very
right.
Sensitive load in the vehicle or
right.
whatever the case may be.
Or so, they maybe had an accident recently
yeah.
and they're scared.
Scared,
or, you know,
yeah.
something.
Maybe
you
a brand
know.
New driver.
Could be. You never
yeah.
know.
Or yeah. drunk.
That could be too.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. So that's pretty interesting the way yeah. that we rush to judgment sometimes.
It sure is. Sure
yeah.
is. And I feel... I don't know. I'm glad to have learned that lesson, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty valuable,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That makes a good day.
Well, yeah, because considering we had one of our episodes at the very, very beginning of our podcast.
Uh-huh.
Where we talked about, like, we need these people to, like, not be allowed to go to the store.
I know!
Yeah, we talked about all that. Now I'm a little embarrassed about it.
No, because the certain people we were talking about were couch surfers.
Couch surfers?
Yeah, what are channel surfers or whatever they call those people?
No, we did talk about older people too.
Did we really?
Tyrese, yeah.
Well, yeah. Hang on. This is kind of a broad subject here, but we can dive in head first. Because of the fact we live in an area that's densely populated with purple, blue, and gray hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for those of us that are still active in life, uh-huh. it can be a little bit more difficult because they have a slower mentality. They're not in a rush to get anywhere. They have nowhere to be. They have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And which kind of clogs our system for those of us that are in a rush.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you got to think about, what really is my rush?
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Like, to me today, it was a Sunday morning. Yeah, what did I have to do that was in such a hurry?
Nothing.
Why am I such an asshole?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Well, no. I mean, you know what I mean? Oh, my God. This is making me have to urinate.
Dude.
Yeah.
Come on now. No, let's just get through. Let's talk about some stuff.
No, wait. Horatio and Ishii just went in the bathroom.
We're on a roll, and I'm talking about some serious things.
I know, but it's making me sad.
What does it have to do with you peeing?
It's Simon and Garfunkel. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Bridge over troubled water.
Amigos nuestros, somos las abogadas de migración. Y si quieres papeles para ti y tu familia, solamente nos tienes que pagar $1,500 y la siguiente semana van a poder cruzar hasta Nueva York.
Shit, didn't we hire people that speak English to do this?
I don't know. Nobody's going to understand what they're saying.
Oh, shit, man. All we need is to do. They're supposed to be in English, and this is a sponsor segment. And they were out on the street. I didn't know where to get them.
Where were they? Home Depot?
No,
I think they were working out there.
Hey, vas a empezar a tener audiencia mexicana.
She's saying all this stuff. I don't know what she's
saying. The sponsorship thing. Can somebody please fucking sponsor us? Yeah.
Help us with
shit.
This.
Oh, shit. Okay, turn.
I think he's coming back soon, y'all. I don't know what the deal is. It's apparently he's having a bit of an issue again.
Thanks, Horatio. Yeah.
Oh, he's
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, Horatio. Have a good day. Yeah. Hey, Craig.
Horatio's not even there.
I know, because he just walked around the corner.
No, he did not. Yeah, he wasn't there.
He was just right in front of you.
Why do you do this all the time?
Because he's only 5'3". You can't see the guy.
Oh, yeah, I could totally see him. It's an open room. It's a big room.
So if you
room.
Can totally see him, why are you asking me if he's here?
Because he wasn't there. I didn't ask you anything.
Yeah,
I have a statement. There. He was not there.
I was just talking to him.
Warren.
We were in the bathroom
Warren.
Together. What? See, my hands are all white from the Happy Nuts?
I noticed that, but what does that have to do with Horatio?
Craig.
What?
I want to play trivia.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What kind of trivia?
Well, you know, I have a background in, like food stuff. And I think about that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, like numbers and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty fascinating to me. So I thought we could play a little game.
About food?
About food.
So we're going to have a trivia contest.
Right.
The only thing in the world you know about.
Well, I really don't know that much about it. There are a couple things I know.
Okay.
Right. And if any of our listeners out there want to jump in with their comments, you know, certainly send it to bighands@sleeplessincialis.com and let us know what your answers are for these questions. But, okay, you ready?
Spill.
Wait, do you need some time?
No, I'm ready. No?
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it rip.
Okay, what is the world's most consumed fresh fruit?
Tomato.
Okay, in 1893, the United States Supreme Court decided that the tomato is actually a vegetable for tax reasons.
You're wrong.
No, that's correct.
You're wrong. It has seeds.
No.
You're wrong. It has seeds.
It's a governmental decision, not Mother Nature's.
My teacher told me that it was a fruit.
Your teacher was a fruit.
You're a fruit.
Okay. Okay, wait, what's the answer? What's the right answer?
Tomato.
No, it's not tomato. I'll give you one more guess.
Apple. Banana.
Banana is the most consumed fresh fruit in the United States.
Well, what's the most in the world?
Okay, hang on. I got another trivia question, okay?
You didn't finish this one, though. What's the biggest
common
one in the world?
What common ingredient has more potassium, or what common ingredient in Mexican foods... Uh-huh. Has more potassium than a banana.
Avocado.
You suck. Okay, let's go back to the... Let's go back. World's most consumed fresh fruit.
Banana.
Perfect. Okay,
what is it?
Mangoes.
It is not.
Yes, it is. Think about the majority of the world's population, where they're at. Pan-Asia, Latin American countries, right. Where the mangoes grow.
They do like mango rice is like a staple.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
okay,
mango?
That makes sense.
What's mango rice?
You know what mango rice is. You know everything.
Okay. Okay, wait. Back on track here.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay, this is a hard one, man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how many tablespoons in a cup?
Can I tell you why I knew the avocado answer?
Because I told you?
Yes.
Then why did you say that?
Why are you asking me a question when you already told me the answer?
Because I can't remember what I told anybody 20 minutes ago. All right. Okay, how many tablespoons in a cup?
Tablespoons?
Yes.
Oy. 217.
Perfectly not. Okay. Okay, I'll give you a hint. Okay, you're one of the more intelligent people that I know.
Okay.
Okay. Each tablespoon is equal to a half ounce.
And there are 16 ounces in a cup. No.
In a pint.
In a pint.
Yeah.
So and there's 4 pints in a cup. 2 pints in a cup.
Right. No, yeah, 4. There's two pints. There's 2 cups in a pint.
2 cups in a pint.
Yeah.
I don't know, Warren. You made me think hard. It's Sunday.
What? It's 0.5 ounces. 16 tablespoons in a cup. 2 cups in a pint.
How many? Just tell me.
What?
217.
For what?
Tablespoons in a cup.
What are we talking about?
The trivia question.
Oh, 16 tablespoons in a cup. Yeah.
Really? That's it?
That's it. That's all there is.
Wow, that's not very many.
Yeah, 16 tablespoons in a cup. Okay. Okay, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Okay. Chickens, what color is chicken meat?
Some white, some like gray.
Darker. Yeah. Yeah. And what about meat from like we'll say a cow?
A cow's red.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference in color. Yep. But chickens move really fast and cows move really slow.
Yes.
So why what's the difference? What creates the difference in the meat?
It's because the blood is flowing.
Perfect. Myoglobin. Yes.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Which means translated from the original Latin is blood is flowing.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so you passed the trivia.
Okay. Okay. Right on. Okay. Do I get a prize?
No, but whoever sends in the correct answers to bighands@sleeplessincialis.com gets a free prize.
But you didn't give me the answers, but you just gave them the answers.
No, they're not
so
even...
now everybody who's listening to this gets a prize.
You're pointing to a cup.
No, I'm pointing to the listeners.
No, there's no listeners.
In our microphones.
No.
Yes.
There's nobody
You told everybody the answer except me. So everybody basically in the world gets a prize but me.
Craig?
What?
There's no listeners in the cup.
It's not a cup. That's our recording device.
Ladies and gents, we have some big news here at Sleepless
in
Seattle.
We do.
Yeah.
I didn't know about such news.
We discovered some fascinating sexual traditions from throughout the world.
Well, I am shocked that you would want to talk about something sexual.
It was the production department. Horatio!
It was not. It was you.
It wasn't me.
It was you.
Check this out.
You already told me that you cut and pasted all this shit.
Oh, that was you overheard a conversation about a different document.
I don't think I did.
Yes.
I don't think I did. I think you're lying to me right now.
let's discover this.
Okay.
All right.
Strange traditions.
Yeah, read one here.
In Indonesia, people can have sex outside marriage during pond celebration.
When is that? What time of year is that?
If you put a comma right there, it would mean in Indonesia, people can have sex outside.
Right.
Marriage during pond celebration.
So married people could have sex outside.
Outside, yeah.
Well, wait a sec. When is pond?
I don't know what pond is. What is pond?
I don't know, but I want to go.
You did shitty research on this if you don't know what pond is.
According to a myth in Indonesia, people believe that the couples have to spend the night with someone except... then their husband or wife.
And must have sexual intercourse between them.
Wow! What liberty!
It is also said that if they get intimate with the same partners for all 7 celebrations they did earlier, it would bring them good luck and wishes.
Wow, we gotta go, man.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Yeah,
let's check out number 4, man.
Number 4.
In Mangia, old women sleep with young boys. An island in the South Pacific Ocean, known as Mangia, is famous because of its strange sexual tradition. The young boy, children of, we'll say 18 years old, so we don't get in trouble, are supposed to have sex with women older than their age. And they
older to their age.
Older to, yeah, whatever. And they teach them the tricks to please their partners.
Well, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty intelligent,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should open up a school for that.
You think we should?
Yeah.
Because it's served us so well.
Yeah, obviously. Here we are in friggin' the Death Valley of sex.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you go for the next one.
Okay, some Nepali tribes...
Wait, we have somebody from Nepal in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, the next one's better.
Okay.
Women feed armpit-flavored apples to their partner in rural Australia. In rural Australia, young ladies perform a traditional dance with slices of apple stuffed into their armpits. After dancing, women go to their man of interest, and offers them a slice which is eaten by the man. It indicates that the man would also love having sexual pleasure no matter from which body part it is.
Huh. Now, if we read between the lines in this article, it says a lot.
Okay. I don't see anything between the lines.
Well, I just
see blank white paper between the lines.
No. See, this is where the creative part comes in.
Okay.
It indicates that the man would always love having sexual pleasure no matter from which body part it is. Now, that's a pretty broad subject.
So what, like their calves?
No! Have you ever fantasized about doing it with a woman's armpit?
No.
No, it would be disgusting.
No, shaved or unshaved?
Oh, good question.
Or stubble?
I don't know. Yeah. Now you got me thinking.
Now you got something to
think. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay. You go.
All right. Love Hurts.
Huts.
Oh, Love Huts by the Krueg tribe in Cambodia, where teenage girls can sleep with different men till they find the one.
Wow.
In Cambodia, a tribe called, we'll say Krueg, they invented the little coffee filter
Keurig
thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A tribe called Krueg tribe is famous all around the globe for having Love Huts. Wasn't there a song called Love Hut?
Love Huts.
By the Rock Lobsters?
Wasn't the B-52s.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Okay. These are built by the elders of the family for their teenage daughters. Several men would come and get intimate with the young girls until she finds her soulmate for entire life.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that like shopping your child?
I don't know. So that's a woman admitting that it's only about sex.
Yeah, we got to find different partners, you know?
Yeah.
I wish that was the case here in the United States, man.
Do you?
No. That would have raised hell, man.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Okay, wait. What about number 13? This is odd.
In Inis Beag, near Ireland, people make love with underpants on. Getting naked during intercourse is not a new thing. But ever heard of making out while wearing underwear?
Huh.
Not really. The whole people of an island off the coast of Ireland wear their underwear during sex because they are so sexually repressed.
What?
That's horrible.
That's the government.
It's the government.
Biden did that.
You think so? I think it was Biden.
Well, look at what he did to the gas prices.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Look what he did to the border.
I know, man. He's destroyed the border.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, it's like wide open down there if anybody's listening.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah.
If you're our listeners in Mexico, stop on by.
There's nothing stopping. We'll house you. No problem.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, our neighbors will. Next door people. Yes. They speak better Spanish than we do.
Neighbors of the South.
Yeah, exactly. Shh. Right, as a matter of fact, right next door. Ladies and gents, thanks for joining us for
this
episode.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
We appreciate your listenership. We appreciate...
Yes, we enjoy you.
Yeah, and we hope to...
drop us a note. We'd love to hear from everybody.
Big hands at sleeplessincialis.com. Have a great one, everybody.
Good night, y'all.
Yep. See you next week. Are we going to see him next week?
Well, no. We'll talk to him next week.
All right. Okay. Yeah. See you, everybody.
See ya.
Okay, bye.